Fantastic. Everybody ready for the Buckeye Blitz?
Yes! Oh.
It's not unusual for a U.S. senator such as Rob Portman to be on hand for the opening of the state presidential campaign office of the candidate for his party. But Portman is also thought to be a leading contender to be Mitt Romney's running mate. Several hundred Republicans were on hand to cheer Portman and other GOP office holders to kick off a weekend of planned door-knocking and phone-calling for Romney in all 88 counties. An hour before Portman spoke, a couple of Democratic lawmakers were across the street under a huge anti-Romney billboard, blasting both Romney and Portman. Tracy Hurd is a state representative from Columbus, and she's worried the Republican Party will put Portman on the ticket.
You know, he was the director of OBM, you know, at the time under President Bush, so I think it kind of gives a great foreshadowing of what we could expect in terms of economic policies from him if he were the number two.
And Senator Charlita Tavares of Columbus says she's suspicious of a possible strategy of making a lawmaker from this key swing state the VP nominee.
It worries me that they would have that kind of narrow-mindedness about the state of Ohio, that simply because you have a legislator from Ohio, that the public is going to be duped into supporting them just because they carry the Buckeye banner.
Back across the street at the Romney headquarters, the opinions of some party faithful are strong for Romney and mixed for Portman. Joyce Clegg and Joan Gordon, both of Columbus, think Portman would be a good running mate for Romney.
For me, yes, I very much enjoy his approach to interacting with people and his amazing experience in politics as well as law and in business.
Right. He's got the same integrity going that Mitt Romney has. And so they would be a good twosome.
But Jan Abshire of Reynoldsburg, east of Columbus, isn't impressed.
You said you haven't heard a whole lot about Rob Portman and you've heard some.
What I did hear was not positive.
So having him on the ticket, you wouldn't necessarily think is a good thing?
You know, I don't know enough about him to answer that, to be very honest.
Her thoughts are reflected in a new ABC News Washington Post poll, which shows 30% of respondents have an unfavorable opinion of Portman, with 19% calling their view of him favorable. 51% have no opinion about him. And among Republicans with an opinion, 49% view Portman positively, 51% negatively. And among conservatives, the split over Portman is 39% favorable to 61% unfavorable. But Ted DiBiase of the Columbus suburb of Dublin says Portman's possible place on the ticket doesn't really matter to him.
I think that we have to get Obama out of office. I mean, that's the big thing right now. And I think Portman, he would be a great candidate. He'd be fine in there. I'm more of a pushing for Rubio myself.
As for Portman, he continues to say that he is not gunning for the VP slot and won't even hint as to whether he's in talks for the position.
Look, from the very start, even, long before there was much speculation, I said it's going to be up to the Romney campaign. I'm not going to reveal anything on my side. So it's up to them. I'm interested in doing the job I'm doing, honestly. I want to keep representing Ohio in the United States Senate.
Mitt Romney himself will be back in Ohio on Wednesday to fundraise in Cincinnati, which is incidentally Rob Portman's hometown. And as has been typical in this campaign already, when one candidate is in Ohio one day, the other isn't far behind. President Obama will be in Cleveland on Thursday. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.